I'm Dan Klefstad. Illinois Congresswoman Sherry Bustos is not making a direct call for action against President Trump after the release of the Mueller report last week. The Democrat says the document highlights areas of concern, including Russia's interference in the 2016 presidential election. But Bustos says there are other issues that need to be addressed.
Let's move on and get the country's business done. Let's bring down the cost of health care. Let's rebuild our country with an infrastructure package and get to work on those issues that people care about.
Bustos made the comments in Rockford after speaking with area farmers about trade tariffs. In other news, some Illinois lawmakers want to make sure students facing a criminal investigation are not questioned without a parent in the room. Dana Vollmer has more.
The House proposal comes after the 2017 death of Corey Walgren, a Naperville teen who killed himself after a school dean and police officer allegedly attempted to scare him straight. State Representative Stephanie Kifowit is a Democrat from Oswego.
They made an impression on him because on that day at 2:38 p.m., Corey Walgren left school and he plummeted to his death of 53 feet below off a parking deck because something was said in that room that his parents don't know about.
Kifowit says teens cannot understand the consequences of criminal charges and could get pressured into admitting to something they didn't do. Under the legislation, parents could designate another adult, like a social worker or mental health provider, to be in the room on their behalf. I'm Dina Vollmer.
New legislation would require a statewide review of water rates to ensure they are affordable and fair. The measure is sponsored by a bipartisan group of lawmakers. They say it comes in response to the Chicago Tribune's 2017 investigation, The Water Drain, that found residents in low-income communities pay up to six times more for water than those in more affluent towns. The investigation also found towns with majority African-American residents pay a monthly water bill that is 20% higher than towns with majority white populations. Some of those towns also lose more than a third of their water to leaking infrastructure. The measure aims to create a water rate advisory committee to examine how much communities pay for water, in addition to determining how those rates are set. The legislation passed the Senate and awaits a hearing before the House Public Utilities Committee. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. Remembrances continue for Bob Butler, the former mayor of Marion, who died yesterday at the age of 92. Brad Cole served as mayor of Carbondale from 2003 to 2011. He says Butler meant a lot to him.
We both wanted the best for our communities. There was and is some rivalry between the communities, but it was always good-spirited and positive between Mayor Butler and myself. And I think people saw that and they appreciated that.
Mike Abscher was officially sworn in last night after winning the municipal election earlier this month. He says, as you might imagine, Butler's passing puts a different vibe on the swearing in and his first days in office.
I also knew Mayor Butler well enough that I can almost hear him saying, son, the city's business goes on and, get to it. I can't imagine that he would want anything different.
In fact, during a ceremony celebrating Butler's 50th year in office back in 2013, Butler said a community should be always moving one way or another.
It is either moving forward or sliding backward. It is never going to stand still. The town that decides it wants to stand still is a town that is on the verge of dying.
Butler was remembered at last night's Marion City Council meeting. Mayor Abscher says a public memorial service will be scheduled in the near future.